The latest economic snapshot, one step forward, one step back.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, fashion designers play politics. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down at the open this morning, but just barely. The Dow down 22 points, about 0.2% at 12,426. The NASDAQ down 0.1%. S&P 500 basically flat right now. The government said this morning that retail sales inched up 0.1% last month, which was enough to make 2011 the best year ever for retail sales. But the government also said the number of people seeking jobless benefits ticked up last week to 399,000. That's the most in 6 weeks. And let's get reaction now from our regular Thursday guest, Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She's with us live, as always, from Chicago. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So what's the sale? What's the deal here with these retail sales figures? Best year ever.
Well, they certainly were the best on volume, and we did see them tick up a bit, but of course they didn't tick up more because it was all done on discount. Consumers were continuing to shop the sales and look for the best deals they could get. We also saw a lot of margin compression where people had to offer sales at the high-end luxury retailers because some of those Wall Street bonuses weren't as good as people had hoped for this year.
And as we look to 2012 for retail sales, I mean, I was driving by the mall the other day. It looked pretty empty. What do you think?
You know, January is a time when we tend to see some give back, although gift cards had extended the retail season, and now people are using the week after Christmas to really shop and get those sales and deals. And I think it's going to be a very tough uphill battle as we move into this year, especially with the layoffs that followed this retail season. We saw in the first week of January layoffs increase quite a bit, particularly in the retail sector, and all those couriers and messengers. This was a big corporate retail Christmas. Corporations were willing to do a temporary thing and send out their gifts and deliver them, but that's not sustainable.
Well, is that why we're seeing this tick up in the people seeking jobless benefits?
Absolutely. We saw almost all in the private sector. In fact, we still got many of those postal workers to come, and the veterans started to abate in the numbers. But we are starting to see both retailers and, in particular, couriers and messengers can't maintain the kind of sales force that they thought they would during the holiday season.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
Well, now to some good news from the Federal Reserve. The economy is improving in every region of the country. That's the latest word from the Fed's Beige Book. Don't worry if you don't know what the Beige Book is. We've got Marketplace's David Brancaccio here to explain. He's with our Economy 4.0 team, which is looking at how the economy can better serve more people. Hi, David.
Hello there.
So we've reported on the Beige Book before. Basically, it's a survey of business attitudes from around the country. How do they actually do it?
Yeah, it's put together by all 12 of the regional Federal Reserve banks, and we called to find out. They say they use technology to do this, a telephone mainly. They call business professionals, factory owners, economists, not with fancy social science questions. The Fed calls up and says, yo, what's up? How's things by you, or words to that effect. It's as simple as that. So easy that I thought I'd try to put together not a Beige Book, but my own Brancaccio book.
I guess the first thing most people would say is it's terrible.
Yeah, that's Joey Sanchez, who runs Kaboots, a custom cowboy boot company in El Paso, Texas, Federal Reserve Region 11, by the way. So nothing scientific in these interviews, but you find out something useful about the economy.
The $500 boot or the mid-priced boot, that's not what's popping right now. It's a high-end boot.
A high-end Western boot, it's got fancy inlays, maybe something in alligator. He says are particularly popular with his high-end customers in Russia because they go for about $10,000 a pair. But the American middle class are still not doing much buying in their price range.
So from Federal Reserve Region 11, David, you find an interest in high-end shopping. What else?
So I check in on current business conditions in another Fed region, number two here in the East. I call up Kelly Conklin, who runs a custom cabinet-making factory in Bloomfield, New Jersey, Foley Weight Associates. The typical order he gets now...
cabinetry for a library or an expensive dressing room, those would be one part of a through-gut renovation 5 years ago, and now it could be the whole project.
So signs of life he's seeing now, but what he told me the economy needs now is a sense of confidence. He brought up political gridlock in Washington as a barrier to confidence, and in the end, that's why I think the Fed's Beige Book, the real one, is actually a useful economic indicator. You can learn a lot from just asking.
Marketplace Economy 4.0 correspondent David Brancaccio. Thanks, David.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com.
Top fashion designers are launching a campaign today called Runway to Win. They're donating custom T-shirts and other items to raise money for President Obama's re-election campaign. But as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, choosing candidates isn't something every company is comfortable doing.
Designer Marc Jacobs contributed to the fashion campaign, but the multinational that owns his namesake company did not. Luxury behemoth LVMH doesn't want to alienate customers by picking political sides in an election year.
LVMH wants to be friends of whoever wins, and they want their luxury goods and all of that to be part of any White House.
Adam Hanft helps companies develop their brands. He says many of the designers involved have dressed First Lady Michelle Obama.
It looks very opportunistic, and I don't think it's particularly good for their individual brand names.
Designer Prabal Gurung says his support has nothing to do with cozying up to President Obama.
The real American dream that everyone talks about happened to me. And, you know, as an immigrant to this country, I'm inspired by his story.
Gurung points out that some of his best customers are Republicans, but he doesn't worry about alienating them.
God forbid, they are the kind of people who are going to stop buying my clothes based on something that I believe in.
The campaign could generate more business from Democrats. On the Obama campaign website, one woman posted that she loves supporting the president by purchasing new clothes. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, to the Food and Drug Administration, which is pulling some cups of rip-roaring crab soup off store shelves. Not because there's anything wrong with the crab soup, but because the ingredient list doesn't let customers know that the crab soup has crab in it. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
They've got cell phones and iPods and Facebook and everything. It's tough to get a teenager's attention. Now imagine how television advertisers feel.
I always have my TV on in the background, but when it's not entertaining enough, I get on YouTube.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the future of TV, the Know Your Audience edition, next time on Marketplace. Also, the day's business news. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.